Use the like the completely flat side. Let's see how bad you can really make it sound. There you go. You got it. That's terrible.
That's worse.
Using
a credit card.
Yep. Use a credit card. Which credit card? What's the number?
It's the Priority Pass. It's my American Express Priority Pass Select.
Nice. You didn't even sign it, did you?
No.
When the people that you know don't like you and your treasure friendships end. Tune in to this podcast.
Artificial friends. That sounds
That was terrible. Horrible. I promise on the way, that'll be the last time we do that.
You're going to give me a pick next time?
No.
Oh, okay.
You have to play with your knuckles. You have to strum with a turkey leg.
With your teeth. Welcome to the podcast, everybody.
Yes.
It's Sam Farmer and Larry Morgan are on assignment.
Still on assignment.
God, how long are these guys going to take off? Josh Fligger is with me. I'm Andy Chanley. So glad to have you here.
I guess we survived last week.
We did. Is this another beer episode?
It is. And I brought another porn bag.
You know what's weird is I feel tipsy
already. Except without the porn. We're going with the bottle. This one's a good one, though.
What a lovely color. Would you call it turquoise? A turquoise?
You know, turquoise is definitely the worst color in the land.
You know, I think I've had this one before. God, it's lovely.
You quit drinking so much beer. Every time I bring one over, you're like, I've had this one before.
This is...
You smell the bottle. You just smell the bottle. What do you smell the bottle for? Yeah, Why would you smell the bottle?
I thought I got a weird wang off something. Hold on a second.
I'll give you a weird wang.
You ever get a weird wang? Weird wang. Smack it in the wing,
Do we have a bottle opener?
Of course we do.
Did you even check to see if it's twist off?
No.
Oh, why would you do that?
This is a 22-ounce bottle. Of course it's not. Anyway, this is Kona Brewing Company Big Wave. Maybe I haven't had this one. I don't know. I think I have.
Still a little bit old beer in my glass.
It's brewed in Kona, Hawaii, Portland, Oregon, and Portsmouth, New Hampshire. Mahalo for drinking responsibly. It is 7... Oh, God.
I'm still looking at this old one, man. This one's nasty.
What is this? This is only 4.4% alcohol by volume. All right, nice. Let's open it and see what happens.
Big bottle of beer starting off the show. Big brown bottle of beer.
Yeah, there we go. Let me pour you a little, Josh.
Yeah, thank you. Get rid of that old, nasty-ass coconut beer.
What are you talking about? Oh, from last week's episode?
Yep.
Yeah. Nice head.
Thank you. That's what she said. How was your week?
Too short. great to be here on the weekend, though. I'll tell you that for nothing.
All right, so remember we ended last podcast. I had a topic I wanted to talk about.
Well, by all means.
So it was just a question.
Okay.
I was listening to a podcast. Did you know that there there is a tick out there that will bite you?
Yeah.
And you could become allergic to meat?
What?
Yes. What? It fucking allergic to meat. That is the biggest nightmare I've ever. Can you imagine? I was listening to a podcast. It was a food podcast, and the topic was food allergies. And this podcast was literally my worst nightmare because one of the persons got bit by a tick. And they were huge meat fan, like love steaks and everything like that. And then the huge meat fan. That's what I want cooling me off.
I just want
a standing fan with just huge pieces of meat just
huge
spinning.
Huge meat fan.
So this person's a huge meat fan, and they got bit by a tick, and they got like this disease or something that made them allergic to red meat. They can still eat chicken and they can still eat fish.
What about pork, the other white meat?
I think pork, too. I don't know. There was something. Pork is what's for dinner.
Beef is what's for dinner.
Depends on where you're going.
Or if you've been bitten by a tick.
Yeah. But seriously, can you imagine? Okay, so this person is allergic to red meat. And I'm just like driving in my car just in a cold sweat, shivering, listening to this person talk. Like, oh my God, can you imagine? Like, just out of nowhere. Like, being totally unprepared for it. And all of a sudden, the doctor's like, you can't eat red meat anymore. I'd be like, okay, where's the nearest cliff?
I'm just running and jumping off. Is that bad?
Yeah.
No, you could try some impossible meat.
Right. Anyway. So then they're talking to a person that is allergic to, I forget what the word they used for it, but it was a word that described this vegetable family that basically was onions and garlic.
Oh,
now,
grass.
No, no, it wasn't grass. It was something. There was like a shared chemical, like scallions, green onions, garlic.
They're all the grass
shallots,
family,
something. Well, really, onion isn't grass.
Yeah, it is.
No, it isn't.
It's in the grass family. Pretty sure.
Really?
I think so.
Seriously?
I think so.
You're shitting me.
No, I think so. Someone call the YAF line, 626-657-6428, or Oh Amok
Pea Hat. That last beer we had was in the grass family.
And tell me if garlic and onions and shallots and chives and all of that are not in the grass
This is
family.
Pretty good.
This is not bad. This long wave, or big wave rather, golden ale. It's not bad. I'm thinking of long wave IPA. I don't know that I've ever had this golden ale.
So this person is talking. This person now think about this though. Yep. Think of how much your food has garlic or onion in it. Almost everything.
Yeah.
Well, which one? What would you rather have? Be allergic to red meat or allergic to garlic?
Red meat in a heartbeat.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I could do without red meat.
No, you can't.
But if you don't have garlic
or onions,
ever again?
But I mean, think about even that, like garlic powder or onion powder.
You can never ever have. Or onion, you can never have.
I know.
You can never have Italian food. You can never have Mexican food.
I think I'm with you. But I just didn't like the way you said it so quickly. You turned your back on meat like that. You threw meat under the bus in a heartbeat, and I don't like that attitude on this podcast. Meat's a very sacred thing to me.
I do think, though, that you need to try.
I'll try the Oblivious Burger. Was it an Impossible Burger?
I'll have the Obsequious Burger, please.
The Impassable Burger.
Do you guys have the Indifferent Burger?
It's just like, whatever.
I'll have some Apathy Nuggets. And...
Excuse me. So.
Yeah, you know, and what else? The brand Corn, Q-U-O-R-N.
Corn.
Squirt.
Squirt, there, I got it.
The brand Corn, makes those nuggets. They're like, they're called chicken nuggets.
Corn and chicken.
Honest to God, Silas has his, you know, friends over for play dates, and we you guys want some nuggets? Yeah, sure. We feed them to them, meat-eating kids, and... No one has ever said this isn't chicken, because that shit's pulverized anyway.
Yeah, as I say, right? you eat those shitty nuggets from the grocery stores anyway.
But here's what I want to do. You know those Hawaiian bread rolls?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to get a package of those. Jesus. And I'm going to get make up some of those.
Sliders?
Chicken sliders. Fried chicken sliders. And take those little corn nuggets, put those on there with a little mayo, a dill pickle chip, and a little mustard. Put that down. I guarantee if you tried it, you would look at me and say, yeah, that's pretty good.
I'd just go get some chicken and cook that up and put that on there. That'd probably be pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. And that side salad of hormones would be good for you.
Hormones never killed nobody.
Yeah. Are you sure?
Fact.
When you're growing a nipple on your elbow.
I've got a third teat. Oh, wow. We're starting this show off.
Huge meat fans and third teats. Mm-hmm. Try teat. This is another beer episode.
Yeah.
In full process.
Is there anything you wanted to talk about?
Well... I don't know if I can top ticks that make you hate me.
Think about that, though. That just makes me sad for that person. Makes me sad in this day and age that something like that could happen.
Look, I have a love-hate with meat. My mind has been open to
You read too much. Stop reading. Stop looking into this stuff. Just eat the meat.
My mind's been open to the devastation that livestock are, you know, wreaking on our planet, and the tremendous use of. Excuse me.
He's breaking down. He can't take talk resources. About it. It's so emotional.
No.
He's literally crying right now, people.
I don't know if I can blame it on the big wave, but it just got gassy in here.
I think it was the coconut beer. That's what I was saying.
From last week.
It was sitting in here for a week brewing. I told you. I mentioned it last week, and then when we stopped the show, I literally shut down like a robot and sat here for a week.
Couldn't move.
Did you ever
like
see?
Like I was bitten by a tick.
No, don't bring that up.
It's my dad.
I don't think I've ever been bitten by a tick.
My dad used to say, I had a tick once when I was a kid.
What was his name?
My mom got it out with a cigarette
butt.
Steak knife.
Okay, Rambo.
She kind of got underneath it and pried it out. Now, my dad.
Are you supposed to use cigarettes?
No.
Yeah, you're supposed to take a cigarette and put the hot end close to it, and it gets so hot that it backs out.
You're supposed to use something hot, but not.
Why can't you use
a cigarette?
Do it World War I fashion.
Burn your whole head off.
No, well, I'm not going to put it in my eye.
Well, my parents weren't smoking cigarettes in my face either. No, yeah, come on, yeah.
My old man was.
I'm going to take the butt of my cool. I'm going to burn that tick off your scalp.
My old man, he smoked Pall Mall.
Jesus
he smoked
Christ.
Those things like a chimney. In the middle of winter, he'd leave the windows up in the car, just being a backseat gagging.
God.
I smoked from when I was...
That's why you're flimmy to this.
I know. I guaranteed. I've been off cigarettes will be 8 years in November.
Wow, congratulations.
I smoked when I first met you.
Yeah.
I don't smoke anymore.
Good for you.
Yeah, I feel
you have improved your life in many ways.
Yes, I have.
Since I met you.
I know. I've got better.
And I think it's me.
My beard looks pretty good.
Yeah.
Didn't look that good back then, but
yeah,
it looks pretty good now.
You lost quite a bit of
weight.
No,
I didn't. I put a whole shitload on, then I lost a little bit. I put a ton on, and then I took half of it off. But I'm old, I'm fat, and I like meat, so
you
whatever.
Look good. What were we talking about?
I don't know. Ticks.
My dad used to say, after we'd have Thanksgiving dinner or whatever. Do you want anything else? Nope, I'm full as a tick.
And Smokey the Bandit, Jackie Gleason calls his son a tick turd. Which is one of my favorite movie insults of all time. You tick turd.
This is.
I'm sorry, people.
This is all over the place.
A train wreck.
So,
we should just release this one, not even release the first one.
By the time people are hearing this, I have had my fantasy football draft.
Oh, how'd you do? Pretty good. Who'd you get? Tell me about it. It's for the first time in my life, I'm truly excited to hear what you have to say about your draft. Go ahead, tell me. You got the mic.
I think I did really well. I think we went out to Indio.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I think.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's where we had.
Now you guys do like a whole weekend.
Yeah. So we go out, and on Friday everybody starts getting there.
Mm-hmm.
There are a few people who, you know, have perennially family bullshit that they say they can't get out of, which it sounds to me like they're, you know, just whipped.
Yeah.
Need to get their fucking priorities straight. Anyway, they'll come out like on Saturday morning, and then they'll leave Saturday night.
Oh yeah,
just be there for the draft day, and you have to understand if you haven't heard me pontificate about this before. Our draft, it isn't like your office fantasy football league where you draft remotely or online or automatically.
Yep.
It's not a snake draft. It's an auction, and it's an auction with the two guys joined this last year.
Is that two additional or two replaced?
Two replacements.
Okay, so the team amount is... How many people are in it?
12.
Okay. And that seems to be like the best...
It is.
The prime amount of people is 12, right?
I think it is. And, okay, so this league was started by some filmmakers and, you know, TV writers and so forth. Different people that, you know, it got to the point where the guy that started the league, you know, like he was off, hey, I got a shoot for, you know, 3 months with Dwayne Johnson in Tibet. So, you know, like couldn't be around right. to pay attention to. And so there's, you know, turnover from time to time, but not much. And the core of the league is, you know, the same as it was. This is the 20th anniversary.
Now, when
of this
somebody
league.
Has to back out like that, does the new person inherit their team because there's keepers?
They do, yes. Yes, okay. There's only a
I didn't know
a,
if you just threw them back in the lottery.
There's one potential keeper. It's not really a keeper. It's a franchise. And the way that works is this. Now we're going to get fucking Jesus wonky. People. You ready for this? So we didn't – that's the thing. We didn't want it to get to the point where –
he hasn't even done his draft yet, and he's already
we didn't
want
to get
about it
to one point where somebody just had a dynasty and they were going forever. Uh-huh. And, you know, fuck
right.
you. So we didn't want it to be a full keeper league. But people like the idea of how can we reward people for having an eye for someone who's going to break out, you know, a new talent. So I came up with the idea of why don't we do a franchise tag where you can pick one player, and it can't be one of the top 24, the first two rounds of most expensive players. So the studs, you know, the big
are always
going to
be there.
They're always going to be back in the pool, but it has to be below that first 24 players. And anything costing the amount of that 25th player, which, you know, that's like $28 or whatever, anybody that price
right,
or below
is starting to get nerdy.
Is eligible to be a keeper. Mm-hmm. For 1 year.
I'm gonna pour
you can keep
them
at the same price. You can keep them for 1 year, and then they go back into the pool. I don't like your attitude. I don't like the way you ask a question, and then you don't listen to the answer.
Well, no, I expected, like, you know, a 20-second answer.
I
and
gave
then
that.
It turned into
a
nerd
shorter,
football talk.
It would have been a lot shorter without your
horseshit. I just wanted to... horseshit.
You tick turd. So anyway, yes,
But you also go up there, and it's a big guys' weekend.
It is.
Everybody's drinking beer.
For most of those people that now have, none of us had kids when we first got together.
Right.
20 years ago. Now, nearly all of us do. And it's the one weekend of the year where you can get a free pass to get away and be just with the guys drinking. And
are you gonna eat meat?
Smoking pot and eating lots of meat. Oh God, we have barbecue brought in.
What do you? Nobody cooks?
No. Well, you know, for breakfast,
right.
Yes.
You cook your own meal.
We'll cook our own breakfast, but for the draft day, lunch is catered, and it is hundreds of dollars worth of barbecue.
You can take
that
your
we
griddle?
Have people. No.
your
lack of sincerity.
Take your griddle. Those guys might be like, oh, cool griddle, dude.
Okay, they might.
All right, here's the real question I wanted to ask you.
You ever kiss a girl?
What's it like in your mom's basement? So is there a new burning? As I look over my shoulder, there's this big empty space in the corner where the fantasy football trophy was like the last year.
A couple years.
Yeah, and it's empty now.
Yeah.
There's real... I
want it.
Is there a renewed burning in your stomach to win this year?
Yes, there is.
Really?
I would really like to have it back.
Is that why you backed out of the other our fantasy league? Because you wanted to focus completely on this league?
Well, no, I backed out of the other league because I just don't have the time. I didn't want to Sam Farmer it.
That's what they call that now. Didn't he have to pay the extra $20?
Did he? Did he come in dead last?
Yeah. I don't know if he paid. I have to ask Mikey about that.
I'm sure he's good for it.
Yep.
But, I really want it. Because if I win, I have 4 wins. Uh-huh. And that's tied with another guy, with Thor, who has 4 wins. And if I get the 5th one...
So this is like Patriots Steelers thing.
I want one for the thumb. Yep. Yeah, absolutely.
I got a t-shirt. Has Joe Green on it. With a cartoon Joe Green with his fist going forward with 4 rings on it. It says... one for the thumb in 81.
Yeah, it's awesome.
It's size medium. I'm saving it for Owen. There's no way. I think it would just be painted on me. I'd just burst it if I put that thing on. As soon as I exhaled, it would just explode.
So I am dying for it. And it used to be up and through this year, You know, we've got, I've said before, this league is a very diverse league. I mean, it sounds like a setup to a joke. It used to be, we've got two black guys, one Indian, one Greek, three Jews. And I mean, it's really a cross-section, and we love that about it. And it's because of the diversity in it, there are members of it, most of us, who've gotten disillusioned with some of the horseshit that the NFL has perpetrated over the last few years,
right,
and what's going on with that. And so they've continued, and the ones that have stuck around despite that, you know, they don't buy the Sunday ticket, they don't go to games, they don't buy jerseys, they don't give the NFL anything, but they, you know, kind of fly blind. But the reason they stick around is because of the camaraderie and the fellowship. Mm-hmm. These are dear friends.
It's the one weekend they could drink with their buddies. That's why they stick
around.
And
as one of the guys put it, he said, you know, I know that these are my pallbearers. You know, these are people that I'm going to know the rest of my life. And I said, you're right. I can't wait to be your pallbearer.
I've never been more excited about it. The thought of it.
Dude, I am chuffed to be your pallbearer. No,
I've probably got my outfit picked out.
It's a close group of people. Uh-huh. And we really love each other, and we give each other, because of that, because we know each other very intimately, it is so cruel and so biting and hurtful, some of the things
and harsh,
yeah,
things that cannot be said in any normal form,
yeah, and without giving, you know, details, it kind of got and there was a little bit of turnover because of, you know, these things with the league and all of that, that it felt a little bit like some of the heart was dissipating from it. And so what we kind of decided this last off season in the winter meeting,
Jesus,
is to institute a philanthropic element to the league, to the season.
Okay.
So part of the winnings, it used to be a, you know, a mortgage payment, now it'll be a car payment. And the rest of the money we're going to put, you know, whether it's micro loans for a developing, you know, village in, you know, Uganda or whatever it is, if it's, you know, helping homeless people here or this or that, whatever it ends
who
up being.
Who gets to decide? Should make the winner get
the winner
to decide.
Gets to decide. Right. Yeah,
that's
absolutely.
A good idea. That's a great idea.
Yeah.
Good
so,
for you.
So we've made it so that there is universal.
So you can justify all those cruel insults.
Exactly.
And everything you say.
Exactly.
You can be like, it doesn't matter because.
Right.
In the end, I'm really helping someone,
yeah,
even though I'm verbally abusing,
yeah,
you and possibly sending you home questioning whether you're a man still.
That's right. So you're a tick turd. I just helped solve pancreatic cancer. Yeah, exactly. So that's what. And this year is the 20th anniversary of this league.
Oh, it's a big one.
Yeah, and so it's going to be a bit of a reunion. I think some past members are going to be coming out just to party with us a little bit on
the
Friday night.
Just to wear their yellow jacket.
Yeah.
Hang out. They're eternally invited to the jacket. Even though they're no longer participating, they're allowed to have an invitation.
One of them is welcome to stick around and be the auctioneer.
Oh, yeah.
That would be lovely.
That's cool.
Eat some barbecue.
Yeah.
Pound the gavel. That's a euphemism for something.
Okay. Bunch of dudes pounding the gavel. Sounds like a good time.
I've told this story a couple of times about when I first joined the league, we were doing it in Vegas. And like the second or third year we were there, we had this one of those mini mansions, you know,
right,
outside of town where you could easily sleep 12 people, 12 bedrooms or whatever. And we had it catered. And this woman shows up with a big bodyguard-looking dude to come in and cater it and bring in the food because she doesn't know what she's going to experience
and
there.
It's Vegas.
Yeah, and doesn't want to be, you know, passed around like a joint. So this is a big burly guy who's, you know, watching over while she comes in and sets up all of the stuff, and we're in the middle of our bitter arguing
and you're all wearing like football jerseys and throwing Nerf footballs around, all nerding out about who's going to be the best number three receiver in the league.
Dude, that was a steal of the draft right there.
I'm telling you, the run and shoot offense was the best offense that ever came out.
Reach! Beach. Yeah. Shouldn't have taken him in the first round. Oh, you took a kicker in the eighth? What a fucking idiot. Yeah, that kind of stuff.
Exactly.
And she sees about 15 minutes of this, and she's like, Kevin, I think you can go ahead and go. I think I'm okay. It's nerdy and wonky, but it's a heap of
fun. I have yet to do any research whatsoever. I did last week, I did a little bit of research while I was at work.
Me too. I've not done any. Here's what I do, and I've got, since I became, you know, music director or whatever, and I got really busy at 88.5, I don't have free time. Yeah. And if I do have free time at night, it's listening to new music and, you know, trying to do that kind of shit. And I haven't had any time to do any kind of research. Here's what I do every year, though. As the summer, like, you know, when June comes around, July comes around, I'll just go and look at articles. You know,
right,
on
that's
a website,
what I've been doing, yeah.
Where an article, they have these little blurbs that'll say, you know, Ben Roethlisberger began throwing today, you know, regulation footballs after injuring his, you know, elbow. And you'll see things like that. And it's like,
or the Tennessee's first round draft pick wide receiver is looking real good in camp, and has been the primary target,
developing a rapport with the quarterback,
and has been the primary target of the number one QB in the first four preseason.
Exactly,
just stuff like that. You'd be like, that's stuff to.
I'll take that name and I'll put it on a note in my phone. A list, you know, just a list of who's making headlines. and then I'll go back. Like, if I see another thing about, you know, it's like, Ben Roethlisberger looks to be in midseason form already, and, you know, and I'll put an asterisk by that. And if I go back and I look, I can see all of the people that I highlighted and people that I, you know, triple highlighted and whatever. And then I'll give those people priority when I make
a list. I usually will
the,
go like the Saturday, because we do our draft on a Sunday. Because I think, don't they play like the last preseason games on a Saturday?
They play them all on Saturday, yeah.
Yeah, the very last week. Yeah. So that's why everybody does their draft on Sunday, because of injuries and stuff like that. And I usually go, like, I'll wait till that like Sunday morning and just be like, okay, let's see who all the first teamers are that got injured through the preseason. Because there's been times where you go into that draft and you'll draft a tight end or something. I mean, usually not the first three or four picks, but like you'll draft somebody in the fifth or sixth round and be like, oh shit, that guy's got an ankle sprain. He's going to be out. He might be an awesome tight end, but he's out for like the first 4 weeks of the season or something like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's what I try to avoid. And then, you know, I've been kind of paying attention. So I kind of know, I feel like I know, but I'm sure I don't, but I just kind of know, you know, who's getting worse, who's getting better, what offenses are getting better, what defenses are getting worse.
Yeah.
Just the changes in all the teams and stuff like that.
That I have the fear, though, that empty spot in the corner of my is going to be empty again. Yeah, because I just don't have the time to spend on it. It's amazing how kids fuck that up for you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Responsibility really sucks.
Oh, it sucks, man.
I mean, I guess there are some redeeming.
It was so much better.
Qualities.
It was so much easier being just having no responsibility.
Yeah, when I just had to worry about myself.
Yeah.
Yeah. Life was easier then.
It's great.
Jesus. So hard. Do you want to see? I want to see if there's any
our voicemails.
Any voicemails?
Oh, you know what? Here, real quick. I got actually a message. Maybe it's something that I've been meaning to bring this up. One of a person that emails me all the time that I love, Cammie. She wrote, and I thought this.
Cammie Milne?
Yes, and I thought this would be good. Maybe you have some tips here.
Okay.
She,
I have some tips.
Tips?
I
multiple?
Have tips.
She wanted to know, because I hope you're all back soon. I was wondering if any of you guys can give any helpful hints for jet lag, which would have been actually having Sam here would have been a good one. But do you have any? What do you have any thing like routine for jet lag?
Yeah, you take one drop of tea tree oil.
Oh God, never mind.
And put that on a Q-tip, and you touch it to the inside of your earlobe, on both sides, and you go to sleep with a tea bag on your eyelids.
Is this another thing where you're not wearing a shirt in your backyard? Is this one of those things where you're burying your chi or something?
You want more beer?
Yes. Seriously.
No, I don't know anything about jet lag.
You don't put anything on your tips?
You know what I would recommend, though?
What?
When you get somewhere after you've flown,
yeah,
go to bed.
No, I completely disagree.
Really?
when we would go to England, we'd hit the ground running. We would take a red eye. We would take a red eye, get there that morning, and then like go out and party your ass off that night, because then you wake up and you're a little bit tired from the night before.
Well, you're right. It depends.
And avoid naps.
It depends
at all
on
costs.
when you get there. Sure, sure.
But I remember naps just being like, do not nap, because once you start napping, your body isn't learning anything. You know what I mean? It's not adapting.
How's it going to learn?
I'll teach that body. I'll learn you. I'll learn you real good.
How's that boy going to learn? Let the boy watch.
God. What's that from?
It's from the outtakes from Eastbound and Down with Will Ferrell. I like to
Eastbound
take,
and Down.
I like the plums.
Oh, yeah.
He's the car show. Dealer.
Yeah, I forgot. Plums. Let him watch.
Plums nice and purple, ready for market. The boy comes in, and I am on his mother hard. I will not relent. She says, send the boy away. No, let him watch. How will he learn? That's how I learned from my father.
Ew.
He learned from his father. It's horrible.
Have you ever have you ever stumbled into your parents doing it?
No.
Have you ever get caught doing it?
Wait.
With my kids?
By my kid? No. Yeah. No.
Neither have I.
I don't want it.
I'm not stopped. I gotta stop talking.
That is a wall between the generations.
I never,
that should not be.
I
climbed.
Never caught my parents, but when my old man, I could tell. Years later, I figured it out. But when he, I always remember hearing this, and then my mom laughing. Like always, like an hour after I get to bed, every once in a while, I hear this. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Da-da-da-da-da-da. And then my mom would be like, Jonathan, stop.
What?
He was like,
he had a theme song?
he would sing this song, and then I'd hear my mom start laughing and be going, Jonathan, and then she would start giggling out of ears.
I did hear my folks once.
Yeah. Yeah, I never heard the groans and stuff like that.
I heard.
You did?
Yeah, one time.
How do you, what, like, were you old enough to know?
I've had a lot of therapy to try to.
Were you old enough to know, or did you have to, did you figure it out later?
I was like,
why is daddy hurting mommy?
Well, I was like, no, I was like 9, 10.
So you did know?
11.
Did know?
So I don't know that I knew what was up yet. I don't know.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm glad that I never.
In retrospect, of course I know, and I remember.
I'm saying you figured out later, yeah. But I mean at the time you weren't. I know what I'm listening to right now.
I remember hearing strange sounds and
the beds. Like what kind?
like.
All right, let's just move on. This is not gonna end good.
I'll whisper it in your ear.
Please don't.
La, 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 la.
Scalalala.
Oh no! Why is it?
Oh, that's weird. It didn't work.
What? But it worked a minute ago. When
no, it didn't.
I mean, last week.
It didn't work then either. Remember, because you had to edit that part out. Are you?
Hey, yappers.
There we go.
This is Low Energy Mike from Northeastern Oregon.
Northeastern.
Saturday was the Coke Cherry Fair.
Ooh.
This is an annual event, and this year was the 20th year. The parade took over 30 minutes to pass by. That's quite impressive, as some years in the past, it was just a farm tractor towing a trailer with a bunch of kids on it.
Yeah.
There was a hot air balloon ride from 8 a.m. till the wind kicked up about 9:30. Live music from 10 to 4, three different acts. I got to sit in with two of them for a couple songs each.
Oh, I didn't know he was music.
There were over 60 vendors attending the fair this year.
I'm not buying this level.
14 food vendors. Lots of good food. And, of course, the beer garden. This was provided by the local brewery, Site A Brewing. Damn fine Saturday for a ditch-digging man. Talk to you later.
Side A Brewing.
What was the name of this parade again? Don't play it again.
I won't. It was the Coke Cherry Fair? Is that what he said?
Your Coke Cherry Fair and your fantasy football league are both turning 20 this year.
Wow. Right?
The town my old man grew up in, they would have a parade it was in Shikora, Pennsylvania.
And Shikora?
Shikora.
Shikora?
C-H-I-C-O-R-A. Shikora.
Shikora.
And
Shikora.
My old man called it the garden spot of Pennsylvania. And my mom called it the armpit of Pennsylvania. But they would have a parade like for 4th of July or something like that. And it was literally like the fire engine and then a bunch of kids riding quads behind the fire engine down the main street. That was it. Because there's only like 200 people live in Shikora.
Well, that's what I told the story when we go to the 4th of July, the Valley Village parade, you know, a few years ago.
Where was that at?
We're going towards it. And people are like, hey, you going to be in the parade? And they're walking and I'm like, no, we're going to go watch it. Oh, everybody's in the parade. We're like, well, then who fucking watches it?
just start turning into like the March for Life or something. Right. Just a bunch of people walking down the middle of the street. Yeah.
All right, let's see small town parade. See what this next one is.
Hey, what's up? That's the Minneapolis voice. All right, that new one you got there. This is Dave up in Oregon, and I just wanted to let you know.
He killed me. Is it off? Hey, here goes my weekend, huh? What'd you say? It's like a gunshot went off in my ear. All right, go ahead.
That's
because your burn thumb, right? You're using your burn thumb. It's all numb. You don't know what the hell you're doing.
Let's try it again. Please. Oh, that's my daughter. Crying.
She's crying.
Here we go.
Hey, Yappers, what's up? That's an interesting voicemail, that new one you got there. This is Dave up in Oregon, and I just wanted to let you know I have your phone number in my phone under Yap. Of course.
Nice.
And my wife was looking through my contacts trying to find a phone number for somebody, and she saw that one and held out the phone like she just busted me and demanded to know who YAF was. And I said, okay, honey, you know, I'm busted. You got me. That's my side piece. Her name's Yolanda Fragnasty, and she lives down in California. And she just sat there stone cold for a few seconds and then told me I was an asshole, and I started laughing and I told her what it was. But anyway, I thought that was hilarious. Thought you guys would enjoy that. Wanted to let you know how much I enjoy the show. Keep up the good work. And if you guys, you know, if I was a fly, I'd love you guys more than shit. So keep it up, man. Talk to you later.
You know what? I've never been more happy to be somebody's side action. Little side. Yeah.
Side just, piece.
Your own personal side action.
Oh, that's great. Yolanda.
What do you call her? Yolanda?
Yolanda Fartmeister. Yeah.
Or something. Are you going to edit out that gigantic boat horn that went off in my ear?
I don't know. Should I?
Well, you're going to scare the shit out of everybody that listens. You're going to blow a speaker. Somebody's going to blow a speaker.
I'll write it
write
down.
Write it down. Is it, you're going to write it down under the other edit?
Edit.
Number two.
Yeah, line. Yeah, I'll try to remember that. We've had too much beer. All right. Here we go. You ready? One more?
I'm getting a little nervous when you use
that
phone.
Hey, my artificial friends. It's Jared in Anaheim. In response to last week's episode, or this week's, or however you, I don't know, this, last, next, it's too confusing sometimes.
Two weeks
anyway,
ago, I guess.
As far as the song MacArthur Park, Andy, I don't know if you've heard it or not, but I have to say the only version of that song that's worth listening to is the Weird Al Yankovic version, where he sings essentially the plot of the movie Jurassic Park. It's excellent. Anyway, the other question, yes, he was the first Dumbledore. That was accurate. But then to the subject of check engine lights.
Okay.
Our car, one of our cars has, I've been the primary driver for the last few years of it, and it's had a check engine light for at least 2 years, but I finally took care of that. Got it taken care of. I got in a car accident, and it was totaled, so no more worries about the check engine light, right? That's silver lining.
That's a positive attitude.
Anyway, take care, guys.
Thanks, Jared.
Speaking of which, I have to go. I'm doing a little auto mechanics after this.
Oh, what's happening?
I'm fixing my check engine light.
Really?
I'm replacing a purge valve solenoid.
Me too.
You know what it is?
No, I don't know.
It's it has something to do with like the catalytic, like the
catalytic converter.
Something where like I don't want to talk about. Nobody gives a shit. All right. This is the next one. It's something to do with gas fumes. Nice. Gas fumes.
Nice. Yeah. Well, good for you.
Yeah. I can't wait. I'm super excited.
Do you hear my kids crying in the background?
Yeah.
I swear to God.
No, actually, I can't hear anything.
My kids. I swear to you, my kids are well cared for. It's just she's four, and you get what you get, and you don't get upset.
She's out there. I want another pack of
cigarettes.
Hey, it's
Chuck from La Crescenta. I'm actually Sam Farmer's neighbor. I think you were looking the meat market. You were looking for a Shriner.
That's it.
What?
At least that's what you were looking for. Here in Montrose, La Crescenta area, a staple. Bye.
That's it. Thank you, Chuck.
What was the question?
Brought up. I think. Were we talking about when I went? I think last week we were talking about. Yeah. When head cheese.
I said
you should go up to that place in near where Sam lives in La Crescenta, whatever. It's Shriner's is the name of it.
They've got
such great sauce.
No. If I go and get some head cheese and some Limburger cheese, would we eat it? Would you eat it? We can griddle it. I'll let you griddle it.
Oh, God. I'll have Limburger. I'll try Limburger.
You're not going to try head cheese?
It's disgusting.
How do you know?
Because I had it as a kid. It's revolting. But you should absolutely buy some and try it in our presence.
I'll try it.
Okay, great. If you say, man, this is the best thing I've ever fucking had, then I'll try some too. Maybe.
We'll see. I don't know.
It's disgusting, though, I find. I need a guitar pick.
I gave you one last week.
No, you didn't.
Refused to use it. There you go.
But that's that. We've come to the end of it. Did you have anything else you wanted to add?
No.
No, I'm good. I'm all good.
I got nothing left to say.
This beer was better than last week's beer.
I still feel that last week's beer. Mm-hmm. Do you feel it down there? Like there's like.
Yeah,
I feel like there's something. Like
it makes me angry.
Like there's a little ghost down there.
Like a missed opportunity.
Yeah.
I want to
watch some more Pink Panther.
Oh God, did you really?
Yeah, we finished it.
Your child's scarred for life.
It's so good. Just smoking ciggy butts and everybody's drunk and shooting each other with guns.
Nice.
I wonder why I'm throwing up all the time.
Yeah, I think
a number one dad right here. You're looking at him.
You
I'm gonna
are
go get
winner.
That trophy. I'm gonna go get that trophy down Hollywood Boulevard.
626-657-6428, by the way, is the number. Or OAMUCPM HAT if you want to call the YAF line. And please do. Don't be surprised if it I guess by the time
next time he plays it, he blows your ears out. Hey Andy, how can somebody get a hold of you and your three email addresses?
Between my legs.
Hey.
No, it's Andy Chanley on Instagram. It's DJ Andy Chanley on Facebook.
Twitter.
and it's Andy underscore Chanley and Josh sucks. You like that? See what I did there?
Yeah, I did it. That's fun. I like doing it. It's fun to do that.
I know, you really do.
It's probably not even that funny anymore. I just still like it. I still just like doing it.
It's
fun. Is it annoy you? Is it like it's funny at first and then just becomes annoying?
Yeah. I think that's kind of it. Yeah. How can people get a hold of you, Josh?
JoshuaJFlager@gmail.com. Email me. Just email me. Send me a picture. Take a picture of like your
naked
coffee
wife.
Table. I'm not going to turn them away, but I'm certainly not asking for them. But take a picture of something dumb and send it to me.
Yeah. Take a picture of your penis wearing.
No, come on. No penis pictures.
Yeah.
Jesus. What? I don't want any penis pictures. That's the title of the show. No penis pictures.
I thought it was huge meat.
If you're sending me meat penis pictures, I guess I'm a huge meat fan.
Happy Labor Day, everybody.
People that you know don't like you, and you treasured friendships, and I don't want any of them to. And I'm not opening any pictures on the email. I'm not sending any more. Dart official friends. I'm not. Just because he said that now, there's a 100% chance that I will not open any emails that come to me within the next 3 weeks.
Just a big, nasty, hairy, crooked.
Crooked crank. What? Just shot from face down. What? And somebody's wearing flip-flops.
To borrow a phrase from last week, just the hairy brown part. Yeah. Oh, this came off the rails.
Oh, no.